after they left, the horses had to be taken to Prescott to be shod.
I remember Ruth Llewellyn was a black.
Oh yes, Ruth Llewellyn was also a blacksmith for many years.
After Mr. Llewellyn died, then they went to Prescott.
Yes. There were many dressmakers in town because stores did not carry ladies' garments in those days. Among them were Applegard, Mrs. Krause, Llewellyn Krause, and several others.
Probably most of the women made their own children's clothes. Do you remember when there used to be peddlers around that were selling different wares? Can you tell us something about that?
There was a lady from Prescott Isle used to come around probably once a month. Her name was called Aunt Mary. And she had a big valise. Valise contained table linens and embroidered articles, household linens, and such like. Many of these things were made by the Armenians and Syrians. People from foreign countries.
Were they very expensive?
As I can remember, $2 seemed like a lot of money in those days, and expensive things were around $2.
Can you tell us something about the socials they would have in the schoolhouses and in the country areas? And did they have church services sometimes in these country churches and these country schoolhouses and Sunday schools?
The pastor of these churches in town would go Sunday afternoons to the schoolhouses in Spokadon and hold religious services, Sunday school and an afternoon preaching service. And many people would walk miles in those days to attend these services as a northern conveyances. Once a year they would have a revival service and would come in a box sled, and it was in the winter. The straw would be in the bottom of the sled to keep their feet warm because they drive miles, and they would put their horses up at the horse sheds, which were back of the church. Service, they have to drive home in the cold, 30 and 40 below. They had many box socials in those days in the schools, not only in town but out in the country too. And these were social events, which kept the neighborhood in good, on good terms, and it was their entertainment.
I understand that the parents as well as the children bought boxes to sell, even the children sometimes, among themselves with the...
You used to have box socials, and you would pack your own lunch, and they used to trim them up real attractive. And then someone would, sometimes they would auction them off, and if you got some, boys got some girl they didn't want, why, they would swap around. And it was a good spirit of friendliness and no hard feelings and a very good
enjoyable time
for the community as well.
In these community affairs, the whole family would go, wouldn't they? The children and
yes,
grandparents and their parents and.
It was a big event in those days to have one of these social times. And it was the life of the community that kept up the spirit of friendliness each year.
People had more time to visit each other in those days too than the families would visit together.
When they would build a barn, if someone lost the barn by fire or needed a new barn, everybody in the neighborhood would come to help build the barn, raise the barn, barn raising. And the ladies would come and bring food, and they had one big feed all these men, and of course that was a good spirit of friendliness too.
I suppose in the early days when they didn't have a doctor that some of the women would help out and their neighbors who would need help.
Yes, I think there were many lives saved through these women who were inclined to that occupation, and they would use these home remedies many times, save babies from croup and pneumonia and